Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, a rather Christmassy Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books and a real Christmas fan. On this day in Tudor history, the 24th of December 1545, King Henry VIII made his final speech to Parliament. Historian Robert Hutchinson describes the speech as both measured and compelling, and writes of how Henry wanted to impart a stern message to all of his subjects. Now, Lord Chancellor Thomas Wriothesley would normally have given the address to Parliament, but Wriothesley had become rather unpopular by this time, and the King decided that he wanted to address Parliament instead. In this speech, the King chastised the Lords and the Commons for the divisions regarding religion, saying, "Yet, although I with you and you with me be in this perfect love and concord, this friendly amity cannot continue except you, my Lords temporal, and you, my Lords spiritual, and you, my loving subjects, study and take pains to amend one thing, which is surely amiss and far out of order, to the which I most heartily require you, which is that charity and concord is not among you, but discord and dissension beareth rule in every place. St. Paul said to the Corinthians in the 13th chapter, charity is gentle, charity is not envious, charity is not proud, and so forth in the said chapter. Behold then what love and charity is amongst you, when the one calleth the other heretic and Anabaptist, and he calleth him again papist, hypocrite, and Pharisee. Be these tokens of charity amongst you? Are these the signs of fraternal love between you? No, no, I assure you that this lack of charity amongst yourselves will be the hindrance and assuaging of the fervent love between us, as I said before, except this wound be solved and clearly made whole." Henry VIII then moved on to addressing the clergy. "I must needs judge the fault and occasion of this discord to be partly by the negligence of you, the fathers and preachers of the spirituality. I see and hear daily that you of the clergy preach one against another, teach one contrary to another, inveigh one against another, without charity or discretion. Some be too stiff in their old mumpsimus, others be too busy and curious in their new sumpsimus. Thus all men almost be in variety and discord, and few or none do preach truly and sincerely the word of God according as they ought to do. Shall I now judge you charitable persons doing this? No, no, I cannot so do. Alas! How can the poor souls live in concord when you preachers sow amongst them in your sermons debate and discord? Of you they look for light and you bring them to darkness. Amend these crimes, I exhort you, and set forth God's word, both by true preaching and good example giving, or else I, whom God hath appointed his vicar and high minister here, will see these divisions extinct and these enormities corrected according to my very duty, or else I am an unprofitable servant and an untrue officer." Wow, what a speech. I love the mumpsimus sumpsimus. He concluded by imploring them all to remember the true meaning of God's word, and to treat each other like brothers, putting their differences to one side. "I am very sorry to know and hear how unreverently that most precious jewel, the word of God, is disputed, rhymed, sung, and jangled in every alehouse and tavern, contrary to the true meaning and doctrine of the same. And yet I am even as much sorry that the readers of the same follow it in doing so faintly and coldly, For of this I'm sure that charity was never so faint amongst you, and virtuous and godly living was never less used, nor was God himself amongst Christians never less reverenced, honoured, or served. Therefore, as I said before, be in charity one with another, like brother and brother. Love, dread, and serve God, to the which I, as your supreme head and sovereign Lord, exhort and require you. And then I doubt not but that love and league, which I spoke of in the beginning, shall never be dissolved or broken between us. And as touching the laws which be now made and concluded, I exhort you, the makers, to be as diligent in putting them into execution as you were in making and furthering the same, or else your labour shall be in vain, and your commonwealth nothing relieved. It is such an incredible speech, and very fitting, I think, to be a Christmas Eve speech. Wonderful words from the king, although, yes, part of me thinks that he was being rather hypocritical in some of what he was saying, but who am I to judge, really? I'll give you a link to read the full speech, because it really does give you an insight into how Henry VIII was feeling about the religious debates and divisions that were going on in his realm at the time. So I'll give you a link to read that. It's from Dodd's Church History of England, from the commencement of the 16th century to the revolution in 1688, which is rather an interesting book. This was the king's last appearance before Parliament, and you might be thinking, well, that's a bit strange, because didn't Clare say that this was Christmas Eve 1545, and didn't he die in January 1547? Well, that's right, but it was actually his last appearance before Parliament. He didn't appear in the following year. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.